Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest. He is Captain Tim Davey, the founder of Sail to Health. Welcome.
Thanks, Rhea. Nice to be here.
Sail to Health is raising awareness of mental health and helping to reduce the incidences of suicide. Tell us a bit about how Sail to Help came to be about and some of the backstory.
Really, there are two dates in my mind, just the 28th of March 1993 and the 20th of December 2019. The first one was my brother took his life, but he told me he was going to do it, but I didn't believe him, or rather chose not to believe him. My eldest son, unfortunately, 3 years ago, was a complete surprise, and he should have been flying back from Miami, and they're going to stay with a girlfriend. It was actually his girlfriend that found it. I can't really remember too much of how I dealt with my brother, but for my son was a struggle. And to this day, I keep thinking there must have been something I could have done to prevent their deaths. Obviously, I can't. And part of the way that I've dealt with it is to try and help other people by breaking what I call, or trying to break, that cycle of misery while offering a safe environment for those who have been bereaved by suicide to deal with their grief.
And what is it that Sail to Help actually does?
We offer to take families, not multiple families, as a family who've been bereaved by suicide, out on the water or sit in a marina or whatever it is they want to do with me, normally on my own, to allow them to say something, say nothing, or just absorb the sunshine and feel slightly different. Better would be to intervene with children and families who perhaps have got issues, and by showing them that they can get out on the water and have fun, perhaps remind them that there is fun to be had, not just this cycle of misery.
And why sailing?
I've done it since I was tiny. I grew up on the Helford River and sailed since the age of four, but I've been running since 2010, sector sailing events, which have enabled raising money for the likes of Toe in the Water, Fly to Help, Sail for Cancer, the Not Forgot Association. Therefore, it was logical that sailing was going to be the medium that I tried to use to help parents who have sadly lost their children, or happily may have not lost their children. And we can intervene in an environment that takes you out of yourself. I was once asked by a therapist, is there any time that you can recall that you just get so engrossed that you don't think of anything? And I eagerly said, yeah, I can sail that wind all day, just staring at telltales. And it's that bit of being out on the water, maybe just winding a winch or just sitting there looking, that you realize that you haven't actually thought about anything, which when you're grieving is just great to have that break. And I think doing for somebody who's probably had all the experiences from grief to misery to despair to suicidal thoughts, I'm pretty well qualified, but I'm not qualified. But provided I'm not doing any harm, I'm going to continue until I can find a better way of doing it, which works for me and works for them. Additionally, of course, we're raising money and we're raising awareness. And half of the money that we raise, not the money that we're given, but the money that we raise, we give to Papyrus, the 24/7 Helpline UK, and iSwan's Yacht Crew Help, specifically aimed for super yacht crew.
How do you raise money?
We are happily supported by the super yacht charities who have given us a lot of money this year and some money last. But also wherever we go, we are an advert for the charity. And we've got a link through the CAF donate page that people can give directly. And we are aiming for somewhere in the region of about £50,000 a year on year at the moment. We're about halfway there this year and we haven't actually got out on the water yet.
What is the overall cost to take a family out for a day?
Somewhere around about £1,500 to £2,000, depending on the type of yacht and what you're going to be giving them or doing with them. But it's not a fortune. And to see the difference that it makes, it's a good value. Bang for your buck.
Say, I want to sponsor five families to have a day like this. How do they go about that?
On the website or via the CAF donate page, literally you just go to CAF donate and then you just type in Sail to Help. And there's a number of options as to whether you want to give an amount, a large amount regularly or whatever. So calf donate is the way to do it. The majority that we're given is towards the escape days. The money that we raise that goes to Ice One and Papyrus. But the big thing, collectively, we're reaching a wide audience. And what we're trying to do is raise the awareness of suicide as an issue, the prevention measures that exist, and give families a chance to have an experience on the water. And thirdly, which is something that we are moving in towards, is we have a foundation, which currently is not a great deal more than a slush fund, where we could help youngsters who've been affected by perhaps the death of a sibling to enter into the marine market. One of my trustees is a submariner who's currently in Canberra, Australia. Another one is a super yacht captain, probably known to many, Chris Andreston, who's at anchor at Sudon Tebe, having just done the 5,080 mile across the Atlantic. And Charlie, the third trustee, is a chief officer on a 72 meter in the Mediterranean, probably going to Miami for the Grand Prix. So between us, if those three aren't sufficient, then we also have a network through Trinity House and other contacts into the marine industry in the broadest sense.
Do you do events throughout the year?
I do, as Avro Yachting, not Sail to Help, run three sector sailing events, one in May, one in June, and one in July. The one in June, coming up on the 13th and 14th, it's sectored in so much it's aviation centric, but also because they make the helicopters that they sell into the market, we have got representatives from RWD and Divergent taking part. We've also entered a Sail to Help boat with seven nurses working under pressure in the National Health. And each of those events raises money for different charities. The June event raises money specifically for Sail to Help.
How do you find your recipients?
Word of mouth primarily, although working with Papyrus and Ice One, then I think that as we mature, they will act as a conduit to provide us with families to look after. By way of example, in Canberra with Craig, who I mentioned earlier, only 2 weekends ago, I discovered that there's an Australian naval captain who's just been bereaved by the loss of his son. And by chance, we will be out there in the early part of November. And I plan to hire a yacht in Sydney and take that family out on the water. Because I'm limiting the capacity in so much that I do have a couple of daytime jobs. And the sailing season for here is really starting end of May through to end of September. So it's sail in the middle quarters and work in the shoulders of Q1, Q4. But don't tell some people I work with to that.
Tim, I have to say, I am sorry for your loss. And I appreciate the amazing thing that you are doing to help others that find themselves in the same situation that you have found yourself. I would also encourage everybody out there to reach into your pocket, even if it's a fiver in whatever denomination that you have, to head on over to Sail to Help. And of course, we're going to provide all of the details and links needed below this interview when it airs. I want to say thank you, Tim, for sharing your story.
That's kind. Thank you very much indeed. For me, Matt Haig, his brilliant book, The Midnight Library, which concludes that Nora didn't take her life because of her misery, rather because she could see no end to it, is absolutely the key to some of this. And if in our own way we can break that cycle, then we're doing good.
You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rian. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.